Okay, welcome back this evening to Yahoo Sports Radio, the Big E Sports Show, hour number two. I'm Elissa Walker-Campbell, and we are here warm, cozy inside the Quicken Loan Studios in Houston, Texas. And I tell you one thing that is heating up, and that is college basketball. There is a good chance in the next week or so you're going to be filling out your tournament bracket for an office pool or staying close to the TV. I bet most importantly, you need to be staying right here at yahoosportsradio.com. To be honest, I know kind of a guessing game to figure out as far as your brackets, the selection, and the analysis. So we have invited on, he is providing the helping hand tonight, Gregory Peterson. He is a bractologist with dudesonsports.com, and he's a big-time college basketball enthusiast. Hello, Greg. It's good to have you with us tonight.
Great to be on. Thank you for having me.
Well, welcome in. This is certainly, I have to share with you, Greg, it is one of my favorite times of the year. I love seeing underdogs come into the tournament, you know, the dark horse, you know, pulling off an upset, anything like that. But you have been very successful and very accurate selecting so many of the teams and as far as filling out the bracket. What is the formula to success? Talk to our listeners tonight. They need some help.
The biggest thing for looking for a specific formula for success, it goes into a couple things. You have to look at how the team has done throughout the years. Typically, whenever you see a team pull off a big upset, they've had a lot of wins in their past, and they typically played a good team tough throughout the year. You may remember Norfolk State from 2 years ago. They played Marquette to like a three-point game earlier in that season, and thus they had the experience to be able to beat Missouri. You may recall Cornell a couple years ago. They made that Sweet 16 run. They had all seniors on their team. So if you're looking to pick that big upset, look for senior teams that have played against good competition, because while it's cliche that seniors have all the experience, it really is true. Whenever a team has played against good competition and have that experience, they are more likely to be able to spring that big upset.
Well, Gregory, I have to brag on you because, it was in 2012. You did pick Norfolk State over Missouri. That was 2 years
right
ago.
Right on my radio show.
Yeah. I mean, how did you know?
I just saw the way that they played Marquette. Being based in Wisconsin, I got a very good chance to see Marquette. I knew that they were a good team. And I saw this Norfolk State team, and they had a guy by the name of Kyle O'Quinn. He had NBA potential, in my opinion, and he was selected in the second round of the NBA draft the following year. And I felt that with one good player and having all of that leadership on that team, that they could make that run. And just so happens that I was right on that big upset.
And, of course, you finished in the top 50 out of over 2 million brackets on ESPN's Bracket Challenge.
Yep, that was back in 2005. I was a little guy. I really wanted Wisconsin to make a deep run, and their second-round matchup was supposed to be against Kansas, but Kansas that year was playing a school by the name of Bucknell, and I picked Bucknell to win because they had beaten a top-10 team on the road in Pittsburgh. Turns out Bucknell won the game, and I have been a Bucknell faithful ever since.
We are doing a Q&A with bracketologist Gregory Peterson from dudesonsports.com. We want to encourage you to go out and check out their website. How did you get started in all of this and your love for March Madness, Greg?
My love for March Madness is just seeing all these college kids that don't get paid, and they just really lay it all out there. I really got started with it about 10 years ago, and I've been following it ever since. I always love to see the little dogs succeed because I feel like it's a little bit of a part of my own life with doing all of my broadcasting and everything. And I love to see the little guy pull it up. And that has been the theme of the NCAA tournament the past couple of years. You've seen it with teams like George Mason and BCU making Final Four runs, Butler making it to the national championship. And these are all schools that have massive disadvantages to these bigger schools that they're playing, like UConn, losing to George Mason, and VCU knocking off Kansas to go to the Final Four.
Okay, Greg, so who do you have in this year's Final Four?
Oh, man, this is a loaded question because there are like 20, 25.
Come on, Greg, bring it.
Final Four.
Uh-huh.
I'm going to go out on a limb on this one and say Michigan State. Tom Izzo, in his time at Michigan State, has never had a senior class that has missed the Final Four. If Michigan State does not make it this year, this would be the first, so I am not betting against Tom Izzo. Second team I'm picking is Florida. They have been rolling as of late. They have all their pieces. Their only two losses this year were at Wisconsin and at UConn, and the UConn game was pretty much a fluky game to begin with.
Mm-hmm.
The third team I'm going to go with is Duke because they have, in my opinion, the best player in college basketball. Jabari Parker started out as a small forward sort of player. He's evolved and become a player that can play the 3, 4, or 5 position. and Duke has just been rolling as of late. And then the final team I'm going to pick is Wichita State. They haven't lost all year long, and they made the Final Four last year. They have three players that can play in the NBA, Klay Anthony Early, Fred VanVleet, and Ron Baker. So I think this year the Shockers will shock some people and make back-to-back Final Fours, kind of like Butler did a couple years ago.
You know, at your website, dudesonsports.com, you did a nice job of breakdown for the NCAA tournament, the bubble watch. Kind of break that down for us. And right at the top, you had Oklahoma State. I mean, this is a team that certainly is headed in the right direction after losing seven straight games. But they have righted the ship, as you say, and now with the return of Marcus Smart.
Well, they certainly have. After losing those seven straight games, this team looked like they were going to be right on the bubble. But they've got four wins in a row. Their first two weren't very impressive, but they pull off a huge win against Kansas on Saturday. Kansas is right now one seed in my bracket, so that obviously helps. And then they beat Kansas State as well. This is a team that has played very well at home. They've been a little bit shaky on the road, but they also have a good non-conference schedule, and that was highlighted with a win against Memphis earlier this year. You may recall Oklahoma State was in the top five earlier this year. They started out the year 16-3 before they went on that ugly slide, and this is a team that's really found its identity in the past couple of weeks. Since the suspension to Marcus Smart, they're now going with a three-guard rotation, and that has went very well for them.
Greg Peterson, you're listening to The Voice. He's the lead contributor with dudesonsports.com, and of course, he's a bracketologist, and you've got to give some love quickly to my Oklahoma Sooners. Come on, Greg, what do you think about the job that Lon Kruger's done?
Lon Kruger has done an absolutely fantastic job with this team. You may remember a couple years ago in the Maui Invitational, this Oklahoma team lost to a Division II team named Chaminade. So Lon Kruger has done a fantastic job. They've got a very good group of players. They've got a couple seniors in there, mainly their forward play, but they also have some good guard play as well. Clark has been very good for this team. They've got balanced scoring. They've got some good rebounding. Right now, I think that they're going to be a sixth seed. They really didn't do a whole lot out of conference, but in conference, they have a sweep against Texas. They've got big wins against the likes of Kansas State, Oklahoma State. So this is an Oklahoma team that, in my opinion, can win a couple games in the NCAA tournament and are surely heading in the right direction under Lon Kruger.
Well, Greg, and they certainly have had some quality wins, but the Big 12 conference overall has just been tremendous this year, the depth, the competition within this particular conference. It's been a pleasure. Greg Peterson has been joining us, the lead contributor with dudesonsports.com, a bracketologist doing a fabulous job. Gregory, we are so glad you reached out to us, and we look forward to having you back on our program again real soon. Thank you so much.
All right. Thank you very much. Glad to be on.
Absolutely. Much more straight ahead. YSR, the Big E Sports Show. Join us online at Twitter, @eRadioSports. We will be right back.